last weekend at the Stade Pierre Mauroy, the French national anthem, La Marseillaise, was sung three times during the third day of the Davis Cup final between France and Belgium. The first was as part of the formalities before the start of the singles match between the French number one, Joe Wilfried Tsonga, and his Belgian counterpart, David Goffin. The second time came in the deciding match of the final between the French number two, Lucas Pouille, and his Belgian opposite, Steve Darcy. When the 20,000 or so partisans belted out La Marseillaise, Pouille was leading 6-3, 6-1. About 35 minutes later, after he'd won the third set 6-love, the home fans were singing their national anthem as part of the trophy celebrations. With France having just claimed the Davis Cup for the 10th time in its 117-year history, all that was left was for the cup to be lifted. The weapons-grade sound system went into nuclear festivities mode, and the fireworks cracked around the indoor arena. And why not? France had clinched the tie 3-2. Goffin had won both of his singles matches against Pouille and Tsonga, but Darcy had lost his two matches against the same opponents. The Belgian doubles pair were defeated in four sets on Saturday. The Belgians, who were beaten finalists in 2015, were naturally downbeat. Team skipper Johan van Herk.
I would not change any choice. Of course, we have a regret of losing. I think it's normal that we are disappointed. It's just disappointment after, I think, a tough weekend. And in sports, it's never nice to be second.
What would you say would be the highlights of the weekend? What have you seen from your players and from your team?
I think it would be easy to say the two matches of David, but I'm proud of my whole team. Even if they if we didn't win today, I think we showed that one day I'm sure we will win the Davis Cup with this team. And I'm proud of all my team members. I'm not going to be here talking about one player. I think this is a team effort. It doesn't make any sense just to talk about one or two or three or four or five. It's a whole team, and I think we have to stay together and stand together.
While Belgium continues its wait for a first title, the French can savour a first crown for 16 years, following defeats in the final in 2002, 2010 and 2014. Quite honestly, the drought was perplexing, given the number of Frenchmen who have been in the top 20 over the past 15 years. Yannick Noah was drafted in 2 years ago as captain to galvanise a generation of players who seemed to go gammy when glory appeared the easier option. In 2016, Noah steered them to the semi-finals. This year, they've won the title. The 2017 crown makes Noah only the fourth man to skipper a triumph on three occasions. The 1983 French Open champion guided the team to victory in 1991 and 1996. And at a special reception in Paris the day after the 2017 victory, he was understandably pleased. He told me what had impressed him about the 2017 vintage.
Well, we are a team, even though we're playing an individual sport. There is within this group a real connection. It's like a family. So this is our strength.
And will you be able to carry that through till next year?
Well, usually after a campaign, we always like to meet each other and talk about the future. So we're going to go and talk about it and see if everybody's comfortable and happy with what went on. And we'll see, but I'll know about my life next year.
Going for a fourth time then, perhaps?
Well, yeah, obviously, if I'm going back, it's to try to win. I think we have a strong team.
All the players who featured during the 2017 campaign were sitting courtside during the five matches of the final. Noah surprised pundits when he named Richard Gasquet to partner Pierre Hugues Herbert for the doubles match last Saturday. Normally, Herbert plays with Nicolas Mahut. They haven't done badly together. They've won two Grand Slam titles and six Masters tournaments, which are considered just below the Grand Slams in terms of prestige. Mahut admitted it had been tough to be left out.
Definitely not easy, But this is part of the team. This is what we call a team spirit. And sometimes you're on the court, sometimes you're out of the court. I can tell you I was not really in good shape. I was, but I went back to the room. I was crying a lot, I can say. I was dreaming about playing this match my whole life. But in front of the group, I said, I have to stay strong. And this is why I'm really happy, because I was not sure I would have been able to do that. But actually, I did well. And I think I did well. So I'm happy about that.
Was there a part of you which thought, I don't want them to succeed?
I don't think this is the how a team can work. I think most of the people or players who think this way, the team loses most of the time. And I really wanted my team to win this one. And to win, they needed me to be, cheering and generous. And it's not, I don't say it's easy to do it, but this is the only way to win. And I really wanted to win this one very much.
Have you learned something about yourself as a individual, as a human being, and as a player because of this particular decision in this particular moment?
No, I didn't learn anything from me, but I'm proud I had the opportunity to show the rest of the people that I was doing what I'm saying.
We are the champions. We are the champions. No time for losers. We are the champions.
As for the man who won the decisive point, Puyi barely had a voice 24 hours on from his most famous of wins.
Well, I think the feeling was amazing, you know. I think it couldn't be better. Watching the guys coming to me, running as fast as they can to reach me was just an unbelievable feeling. And just knowing that you just won the Davis Cup, it's incredible. And I was very, very proud of ourselves and all the work we've done for the for all the year. It's just... it's like a dream come true.
I spoke to you after the match in Rouen, in fact, when France beat Great Britain, and you said there are many things you want to achieve in your career. You're still young. Presumably, this is one of them.
Across the box, yeah. Davis Cup is done. No, it was one of my biggest goals to win the Davis Cup, and now it's done. Of course, I would still be playing the Davis Cup next year and try to win a second title, but now I want to focus on the Grand Slam, Masters 1000, try to reach the top 10, and and that's it. And I hope it's going to give me a little bit of boost for the next season and give me a lot of confidence.
It's 6-3, 6-1. You sit down. The Marseillaise, they're singing. Are you thinking this is finished?
No, absolutely not. You know, it's like, okay, stay focused. If you keep doing what you do, then you have no chance you lose. Because, you know, I think for him in his head, it was almost impossible to come back from two sets to love, especially after 6-3, 6-1. And... I really wanted to stay focused, so after I was playing every point 100% and then trying to put the same intensity from the beginning, and it was the perfect job.
You have no voice. It's yeah. What have you been doing?
Well, celebrate. I have been sleeping for just only 1 hour last night, so I'm a bit tired, and my voice, I have been singing, so I'm just very happy, and I want to keep celebrating tonight and before you go into your holidays.
Well, while France's Davis Cup winners can take a well-earned rest, there are no holidays for presenters of Sports Insight. So I'll be back next week. But before then, my thanks to Joseph Rousseau and Alain Bleu for studio production. From me, Paul Myers, ciao.